The Denali mudslide is the result of heavy rain. The park reports measuring nearly 8 inches of rain at Eielson last week. National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Bardis says July precipitation there was extreme.
From July 1st through the 30th, not including the 31st, you know, the Eielson Visitor Center saw 16 inches of rain, which is incredible.
Weekend rain also bumped up last month's precipitation tally in Fairbanks, where Barta says July ranked as the fourth wettest on record with 4.97 inches of rain.
And then for the two-month span of June and July this summer, that was actually the second wettest on record with 8.26 inches.
Barta says as much as 4 inches of rain fell on hills north of Fairbanks over the weekend, raising already high rivers, which are flooding low-lying areas, including along the Chena and Tanana rivers.
The Steamboat subdivision has been getting some water across roadways out towards North Pole there, and then around Rosie Creek as well, we've seen water come over roadways. And those are the two big impact areas so far around Fairbanks. And then further up the Chena, we're talking the upper Chena, like Granite Tours, that area the Chena has seen some high water. So like low-lying boat launch areas and trailheads in that area would be inundated with water as well close to the river.
A flood advisory remains in effect for the Fairbanks area until Wednesday afternoon. Bardis says some drying is forecast.
The low-pressure system that brought us all these rain showers and a lot of steady rain actually over the past few days has pushed through us, and we'll see some gradual clearing.
Bardis cautions there's a chance for more rain later in the week.